Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's only 101 days to the Century Tournament of Champions on that beautiful plantation course that you and Bill Kaur did such a fabulous job rehabilitating, or whatever name you want to give it. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I can't wait to see it again this year. It seems like an eternity since I've been on Maui for the Century Tournament of Champions because of COVID. A voter registration, make that volunteer registration. I see a V, I'm thinking voting. Okay, volunteer registration is now open for the 2023 Century Tournament of Champions. Of course, it's open for this 2023 event. Volunteering offers you a great opportunity to get involved with the PGA Tour's annual Maui event. And this is the 25th year, and Century is sponsoring the tournament until and through 2035. So this is just such a commitment. Really proud to know them. Volunteers are an integral part of the Century Tournament of Champions. Actually make it possible to conduct this world-class tournament by devoting time, talent, and passion to help run all aspects of the event. So if you'd like to get involved, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Just go there, and you can click the volunteer button. All right, we've got a whole lot of golf going on. LPGA Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G. Allison Corpuz hasn't made the cut yet. She's starting her second round. She has to get 2 under. She shot even yesterday, and the projected cut is 2 under. So she's going right now in the lead. Zhang Jun Li, 5. Lilia Vu, Panonong Patlung, we haven't seen her in a while. Charlie Hull dropped down to 9 under. So 10 under, 9 under, those are the leaders right now with Jennifer Kupcho, Danielle Kang, Andrea Lead, certainly chasing. Pure Insurance Championship with First Tee at Pebble Beach. Matt Janella is one of the amateurs playing in this. It's kind of a team event. All 5 are playing together, including it's 2 amateurs, the professional, and 2 first tee players all together now. I can't wait. Matt Janella is going to be on the show in a little bit. Chris DeMarco, Steve Flesch, Tim O'Neill right now seem to be close to the top. Foursomes today at the President's Cup, Quail Hollow, awesome golf course to watch. And it's really exciting. I mean, yes, we're not 2 and 10. No, we're 4 and 10. Okay, so I'm going for the underdogs. The international squad versus the U.S. But today, Adam Scott and Hideki Maruyama beat Cameron Young and Colin Morikawa 3 and 2. And K.H. Lee and Tom Kim beat Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns 2 and 1. So, you know, they're about to play the next round and going out and contending. These guys are all good. And I am so excited that the internationals have an option to get into this team. I know the internationals have been the last to kind of get into the game of golf. The U.S., the Europeans, you know, they've been doing the Ryder Cup for as long as we can remember, and beyond. So they're coming on. They're going to get really good, and they're going to give us a run for the money. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to play a round of golf today, we'll be prepared for some hot and humid conditions. May I strongly suggest that you bring a lot of water with you, and if you're imbibing, drink water in addition to whatever beverage that you're going to have today on the course, because those beverages don't help. It's water what you need. It's going to be about 86 degrees, the high today. 82% humidity right now. Chance of rain this afternoon. The winds are 8 miles per hour, east-northeast, shifting, that is, to land breezes soon. So it's going to be interesting today. You'll perspire just sitting over your keyboard. We've got some tea times for you, though. And you know it's hot when it's 58 degrees. on the Big Island Upcountry Volcano Golf Club. They've got an 8:52, a 9:30, and a 10:30. Makalei, also upcountry, should be a little bit cooler, 8:42, 9:28, 10:40. Poipu Bay on Kauai has an 8:50, a 9:20, and a 10:48. And the afternoon's pretty open. And the Southside Men's Club, they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Turtle Bay has a 9:08 and a 10:30. Maybe a little bit cooler up on the North Shore. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:36, 9:20, 11:10. Bayview, 8:48, 9:36. Makaha East, 9:54, 10:12, and 10:21. So you can play Makaha East, and it's really been busy over there. A great course. Then we've got Wailea Gold Course, 9:50 and 10:40. The Emerald, it's the second week of aeration. There is a special. You got to ask, though. There's a 9 o'clock, a 9:20, and a 10:30. And Maui Nui, 8:30 and 10:30. So you can get out and play a round of golf. Just 9 holes. Doesn't have to be 18, you know. And if you just want to play 3 holes, you're going to have to pay. But you can get out and play and enjoy yourself. Our schedule this morning, so far, Ray Malloy calling in from Esker Hills, general manager, Esker Hills Golf. He's also the owner out in Ireland. Bill Greenleaf, PJ Master, Dunes at Maui Lani. Yes, he's on Maui. Matt Janella, co-founder and CEO, Fire Pit Collective, host of Journeys with Matt Janella, the Fire Pit podcast. And we're hoping to connect with James Corrigan, golf writer for The Telegraph, and talk to him about all things on his mind after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use, the Golf Zone Simulators, now available in Hawaii. Call Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Make your home more beautiful. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And, you know, last week, or was it the week before, that I promised that I would tell you what the must-haves in your golf cart are. You must always bring a towel. You must always carry at least one extra glove. Use tees that are all the same length. Carry a green repair tool. Have something to eat and drink. Use a rangefinder or app. Always be the one with the sunblock. I'm certainly glad they brought that up because I understand that UV index is pretty high. Have a Bluetooth speaker for the right moment. I don't know what the right moment would be. Maybe you're happy, maybe you're sad. Something will bring you back. Forget about the bad shot. Doesn't matter. Have fun. We're going to be talking with PJ Master Bill Greenleaf. And our topic today is, you know, I wish I had learned the game of golf as a kid. I didn't. Kids just seem to, you know, they just pick things up and it becomes second nature and they make it look so easy. I think he's going to tell us to get out of the way of ourselves. Anyway, I don't want to spoil the moment. All right, so have that Bluetooth speaker. Have cash in your wallet. I don't know if you need to settle up something, but it says have cash in your wallet. And have a battery charger in your bag. That's it. All right, so we're hoping to get James Corrigan, The Telegraph. So we're going to take another quick break and see if we can't get a hold of him. You're listening to The Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038. What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators. Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shin Daiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, everything Maruyama. Did you hear Maruyama? Yes, everything Maruyama is on sale up to 25% off at the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore behind Costco gas station, weed whackers, blowers, saws. This weekend, in fact, it's Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Tips, Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we have not made contact yet, but I want to tell you about something that's coming up on Kauai. I mentioned this last week, too. Kauai's Wailua Golf Course. Have you played Wailua? It's absolutely awesome, and it's a municipal course. It's beautiful. So Kauai's Wailua Golf Course in Lihue will host the 13th World Deaf Golf Championships, October 17th through the 21st. 116 deaf and hard of hearing golfers from 14 countries are competing. It's a 72-hole stroke play tournament, and there are 12 divisions. That's right, everybody gets to play. The divisions include men's, women's, men's and women's team format, men's and women's senior and senior team, the men's super senior, and the super senior team. So there's men's super senior, women's super senior, as well as junior boys and girls. It's like the whole, it's a family affair. And the World Deaf Golf Championships, established in 1995, they're held every 2 years, and the event will be held for the first time since 2018, because, of course, you know, after the 2020 World Deaf Golf Championships had to be canceled because of COVID. So the previous World Deaf Golf Championships locations include England, Ireland, South Africa, Australia, Sweden, Japan, Scotland, Denmark, and Canada. And for the U.S. now, they have chosen Hawaii. That is very, very cool. All right, we're going to have to take another break and get a hold of, try to get through to James and get him, because there's so many things to talk about with James Corrigan from The Telegraph, including something that happened that was, you know, the rules of golf are such that in this one particular case, the fellow was playing, and just as he was about to swing, someone coughed really, really loudly. And the golfer tried to stop his swing, because obviously it distracted him. He couldn't. He ended up hitting it like, oh, I don't know, a couple of feet. It needed to go many more. And the official said, oh, you didn't mean to hit that. You can play it over. So he got to. Yeah. Pretty good. Well, after the whole round was over, the lead official said, well, that wasn't exactly right. But we can't take it away from you now, because there was an official who made the ruling. And if an official makes the ruling, then it stands, no matter what. It was wrong. But that's what we want to talk with James about, among many other things. And we'll be back taking care of our sponsors. They're getting a good day. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SciPac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Matt Chinella, executive producer, the Fire Pit Collective, born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, and fun run at Golf Channel, created his own business. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How you doing, Danielle? Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. And Matt, you are at the Pure Insurance Championship impacting First Tee. Not as a journalist. You're playing. Your putt's got to drop. Your tee shot's got to fly. You having fun?
I think I've played in this now 7 years, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but I just love it. I think it's one of the greatest events in golf, honestly, where where you got kind of this combination of champions, legends of the game of golf, plus titans of industry, plus these elite level kids who have earned this opportunity through the First Tee program by being, you know, exceptional mentors and people, you know, sort of people in the community who also are around the game of golf. They get this opportunity to be a part of this event in which they are competing with the champions plus these titans of industry at places like Pebble Beach and Spyglass. It's just the combination of all the good stuff in the game of golf, honestly.
Yeah, let's lay it out. The Pure Insurance Championship at Pebble Beach is a 54-hole golf event, 78 PGA Tour champions, the professionals, 78 First Tee junior golfers, and 156 amateurs. And you're one of those 156 amateurs, right?
Yeah, correct. So there's three simultaneous tournaments happening all at once. The pros are playing their own ball against the pros. And then the pros play with a First Tee member as a partner, and then that pro and the junior then pick up two amateur partners. The pro junior stay the same. The amateurs rotate rounds. So the amateur, the first round I had Lee Jansen as a partner. Today we have Alex Chayka as a partner, and so we get, you know, Lee Jansen's junior partner. We got yesterday, who was a great kid from Texas, Braylon, and he was, you know, just every year we all sort of marvel, you know, not necessarily at being able to play with the champions and the legends. We marvel at the opportunity to get to play with these kids who are so impressive at how composed they are, how they conduct themselves, how they react under these pressure situations, how they sort of, you know, navigate the venues like Pebble and Spy. It's very impressive. We all walk away being more inspired by the kids than anything else.
I was fascinated when I saw, I was watching this morning getting ready for the show, and this young lady, young girl, not that young, I don't know if she's in high school or heading to college, and they kept saying, "That's a great swing." And I don't know if they were not repeating her name enough for me able to, you know, but I know what you mean. I mean,
the average handicap of the juniors this year is 1.6. I mean, you're talking about 76 juniors, like you said, and their average handicap is 1.6, and they're all 17 or 18 years old.
That's incredible. I mean, that's incredible. That's, you know,
And it's important to note that they're not here for their golf ability. They're here for what they've done for their First Tee chapters in their community, helping other kids. It's a commitment. It's a long-term commitment to the First Tee program that actually, and what they do within that program in their community is what actually gets them here. They just happen to all have average of a 1.6 handicap.
Yeah, they all put in everything they can to whatever they do. I mean, there's
and school. You know, their school grades also is part of the sort of the process in which they get vetted and selected and
yes.
be a part of it. So, I mean, every year you're seeing another 76 kids who are exceptional people, leaders, mentors in the community, at school, and also play the game of golf. So if you think, I mean, I was talking to Lee Jansen yesterday and saying, like, after every year after this year, it gives you hope for the future. After being around these kids, you're like, you know what? I think we have a chance. I mean, we, as sort of who we are as adults at this point, and given the sort of the general landscape of what's happening in the world these days, you wonder, you're like, where is this all going? And then you hang out with these kids and you're like, wait, I think we got hope.
Right. All we have to do is hold the world together for 10 more years.
Yeah. Just let these kids get into a position where they can make a difference. If, you know, because look at the difference they're making already.
Yes, absolutely. It's phenomenal. And I was spellbound. I was taken. I was watching and I kept thinking this format, although it does kind of little sound like musical chairs. It's like, who's playing with whom today? You know, how do you keep up with that? But besides that, it was great watching. It's a great look. It's really cool. So the Champions Tour really has some, excuse me, PGA Champions. They have...
Tour Champions. I wish they would do... I honestly, I say this all the time, and after every year, I wish there was more events like this. Why wouldn't other tournaments that go around to all these, you know, different cities engage more with the kids of that community, whether it's, you know, first two kids or youth on course kids or some combination of both? Why, you know, why wouldn't they incorporate more kids into these pro-am situations? Throw another kid in that in a pro-am situation where you got all these people paying large sums of money to be a part of the pros. Well, then if you just add a kid or add junior caddies to those groups, I just think everybody would win. So it's a little frustrating that this concept hasn't caught on beyond this event, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now, you're playing Pebble Beach and Spyglass. Spyglass is closed for spectator viewing. Is that because it's too dangerous for it to be a bunch of people? I don't know.
I think it might be that saves them the infrastructure setup of the roping of the golf course. I think they also probably want to encourage more crowd over at Pebble Beach. I'm not sure why they did that, to be honest with you. I haven't asked and I haven't heard.
Yeah.
But if just kind of us talking and assuming what's going on, I just think it's probably trying to be more efficient with the infrastructure of the event itself.
Yeah, and no tickets required. You just go to Pebble Beach Golf Links. You get to watch, and it's awesome. Now, the professionals are playing for money, of course. The pro junior team playing best ball, amateur team foursome best ball. Is that how it's working?
Yeah, so you know, like I said, so the pros are playing their own ball, so they have that competition. Then there's a pro junior category for both boys and girls, so that's happening simultaneously. And then there's the amateur team where they can help us. We're a two person team. My partner is David Gill, who's been my partner for years throughout this thing. And he's one of the key contributors to the local first tee chapter and on the board. And he's very involved in supporting this whole, you know, this whole system of what's taking place this week. And so he and I are partners. Our best ball is up against all the other amateurs. The pro and the junior that we're playing with can help our best ball, but we can't help them, obviously. So the pro can help the junior with their best ball, but the junior can't help the pro. So it's the pros playing against the pros trying to help the junior. The juniors, you know, is trying to, you know, sort of help themselves.
Right.
And then we're playing our own best ball as the two amateurs, and the junior and the pro can help us if we need their score on that hole.
Wow. Okay. And so this is the Monterey Peninsula Foundation and First Tee. They're the benefiting charities, and Clint Eastwood is still the chairman.
Oh yeah, Clint Eastwood is very, very, very involved. He is a big pillar of this whole, you know, area. This whole, you know, the Monterey Peninsula Foundation. This is Clint. You know, he's a big part of all. He's an owner of Pebble Beach, obviously. So he's very big proponent and visionary of all of this. It's not happening without him.
What's he like?
Oh, he's gracious. I mean, you know, I've been invited to Tehama, his golf club that's not far from here at Pebble Beach. He's up there on a regular basis. He plays golf, you know, multiple times during the week.
Wow.
He's very social, available. He's, you know, he's one of the guys. He still loves the game, I think, as much as anybody does. And, you know, I think the general philosophy is if you keep moving, you keep living, you know, and I think Clint is a portrait of that and an example of that. He doesn't stop. He's easy. Someone said he saw him up at Tehama reading a script just the other day, assessing a potential movie.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's true. You know, they say that people say, I can drive anywhere. You know, I don't. But it's not driving doesn't prove that you have any balance skills. It's walking that requires more brain power than driving. So it's really important being on the golf course. You're actually not just doing for your body, you're doing for the brain. And that does keep you younger. Bernard Langer, 43 PGA Tour victories. He's playing, of course. He's won once this year already. Hale Irwin has 45. Hale thinks that Bernhard Langer is probably the best player. And what do you think? Is Bernhard Langer going to make 45, 46?
I mean, you wouldn't bet against him. I mean, he's just a machine. And again, an impressive, inspiring, and, a portrait of professionalism, the way he's conducted himself, on a week-to-week basis. I have nothing but respect for both of those guys and their contributions to the game, obviously. I played with Lee Jansen yesterday, two-time U.S. Open winner, and he is still grinding it out like every shot, every putt is just as important as it was in 1998 when he was winning the U.S. This game is in them since an early age of their life. So we had dinner with Corey Pavin and Fred Funk. Fred Funk was a PGA Tour rookie at the age of 32 and went on and won a Players Championship. You talk about the grit and the grind it must have taken to become a PGA Tour player at the age of 32. What that takes, the fortitude and perseverance and all that, we talk about that stuff as some of the pillars to the First Tee program, and it's still very alive and well from a competitive standpoint with these guys, as they all try to tee up almost every week to try to beat each other. That's what they do. They can't do anything else. It's what they live for.
That's the competitive spirit that lives on, and you can't put that out. Now, tell us, what is Machinella? You've been on my show for years. You are now, I hear, executive producer, CEO. What is your title? The Fire Pit Collective.
Yeah, I broke away. I parted ways with Golf Channel in 2020. They paid out the last year of my contract, and I thanked everybody on my way out. I couldn't have been more appreciative of that opportunity to be a part of that network, that show, Morning Drive, the opportunity to continue to be able to tell stories as we traveled around the world and shared cultural immersion, with the game of golf all over the planet. And but I also felt like legacy media and specifically linear television, that model needed to kind of continue to evolve with the way that we're consuming our content and our information. So it's not so necessary. How often are you tied to a TV schedule now? Oh, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, we used to gather around as a family and watch Cheers or whatever the big show was, right? Well, now you can watch whatever show you want to watch whenever you want to watch it by virtue of the ability to stream stories and get access to YouTube or Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu or however you watch what you watch on the screen that is now on the wall, which the screen on the wall is no longer has the big tubes and the antennas. It's essentially a computer screen, and smart TVs are allowing I saw all that going. If that's the way this is going, shouldn't we be more efficient with what we have? I would go out and shoot for 5 days, sunrise to sunset. We'd come back with all that content, and we'd run a 5-minute feature on Morning Drive, and the rest would go to waste.
That's
all
a shame.
The other stuff, the stories, the information we got. And so I always kept feeling like, God, I think it could be done in a little bit of a better way, a little more efficient way. And it was April of 2020 that I launched the podcast, the Fire Pit Podcast, and it was April of 2021 that Alan Shipnuck, who had some of the same kind of frustrations with legacy media that I was having the year before, said, I'm ready to leave Golf Magazine and Golf.com. I said, well, why don't you join me and we can form a partnership and tell stories together. And so it was April of 2021 that we formed the Fire Pit Collective. We got a group of people who believed in us. We started adding members of our team. We got Michael Bamberger, who's, widely considered one of the best in the business. We got Ryan French of Monday Q Info on Twitter, and who's been following and telling stories about, low-level tour pros who are risking it all to try to make a living playing professional golf. We got Laz Versailles, Colt Nedler. We have Alex Upegui, my producer for 8 years at Golf. We have a team of storytellers that we, you know, and those storytellers can be writers, you know, producers, editors, shooters. We've kind of created a dream team of people who believe it can be done in a better way, in a more efficient way. And that is the Fire Pit Collective. We call it a collective because we're all very involved in almost everything that goes out the door, whether that's socially or digitally or, you know, from, you know, on our website, you know, on our YouTube channel, you know, all of it. It's a fun process to be a part of.
So you're the host of Journeys with Matt Janella. Can I find Journeys with Matt Janella on YouTube, the videos?
Yeah, you can find, you know, if you go to our Fire Pit Collective YouTube channel, you can go to firepitcollective.com. There is, everything is archived on our website, whether it be, you know, we subscribe to the idea that if it's a good story, let's tell that good story in every way, shape, and form. Read, watch, listen. If you like to read and I like to watch and one of your listeners likes to listen, well, you can get that good story in a podcast form, in a video form, or you can read it on our website. We generally have a landing page for every story where all those options are you know, embedded into that one page. So as you're reading the story, you can also hear the podcast, and you can watch the video that goes with it. And so read, watch, listen, long, medium, short. That's the way we're going to produce every story we find. In some cases, it'll be a 3,500-word story, and it will be a 30-second video, and it will be a 30-minute podcast. In some cases, we might do three one-hour podcasts with a 500-word story and maybe a three-minute video. You know what I mean? What sort of the lead sled dog of that content can vary, but the bottom line is in every case you're always going to get that kind of efficient reproduction of what we consider a good story.
Awesome. And then for your Journeys with Matt Janella, though, you can, as you say, go someplace, get a lot of source, and then you can put together all these different this part of the story, this part, you can have a series. And
you know, your listeners would be especially interested in a journeys we did to Kauai this year, where we went to Kauai. We spent, you know, 6 days on the island. We toured 5 different golf courses. We also went and had some simen. We met with the mayor. We paddled a canoe up the river. We learned about all these different cultural aspects of Kauai. We turned it into a 34-minute video. We had multiple digital shorts. So each golf course got its own little, you know, short feature about the golf course.
Uh-huh.
We did a podcast bringing back on everybody who appeared on the show itself, kind of reflecting on the trip that we had. And then I wrote a story about that trip. So that's the way we repurposed that 6 days of cultural immersion on Kauai. And a lot of people that we interviewed learned a lot about the island from other people that we interviewed without knowing all of that was going on. And it was all about how you can grow an island, you know, sort of infrastructure, but also by preserving what matters most, which is, you know, your resources, right? There's a fine line of growth and managing resources. And if you let that get out of balance, things can go really sideways quickly, right? So this, on an island, it's almost a little easier to make sure that you're managing that. I mean, we're dealing with that in terms of Mother Earth right now, right?
Yes.
This management of growth and resources.
Yeah.
And I think Kauai was kind of like this little, you know, microcosm of all of that. And I think we can really learn from how Kauai is working together to try to make sure that they preserve the history and what makes Kauai so special, the beauty and the resources without losing touch but by also still sort of modernizing and growing in a safe and responsible way.
Matt Janella, the Fire Pit Collective, firepitcollective.com. Did you have a mongoose steal your musubi from your cart yet? Have you had that experience?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had that. I used to think that that was really healthy. I always thought, oh, this is delicious, you know. And then I was like, oh, well, actually, that's not great to just consume, you know, recklessly.
It's so okay.
That was one thing I learned. I'm like, oh, you know, rice, a little musubi, you know, this delicious, salty and delicious. And then I realized that's probably not the greatest thing just to only eat that.
No, not only eat that, but I know people who'd love to. Kids mainly. Yeah. Matt, thanks so
much.
Matt, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been way too long. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Hope all is great. And mahalo and aloha to all of Hawaii, always.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master, Dunes at Maui Lani, 62 years coaching. And you know what? He was two when he started with his fascination about the game of golf. So he was one of those lucky guys who started young. We'll be back after this with Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
James Corrigan, golf correspondent, Daily Telegraph. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I had to give away a couple of the things I wanted to talk to you about, but these are kind of the things I wanted to touch on with you. Mr. Norman went to Washington. Patrick Reed is offended. And Rasmus Højgaard's halfway lead.
Yeah.
That, you know, this is the rules of golf took over. And I did tell a little bit about that story because it was just so like, what? Tell us briefly. What happened there?
What, with Norman?
We'll start with Norman.
Yeah.
Mr. Norman went to Washington. He was not well received.
I don't think he got the reception he was expecting. A few of the Republicans were quite rude about him, actually, and saying, you know, they called him saying that he was spreading propaganda and you know, just saying, you know, refused to talk about Saudi and what Saudi's end game was in all of this. And, you know, I think he would have probably expected a bit more of a welcome from the Republicans, especially as, you know, he's very close with Donald Trump and, you know, and the former president that is involved with Liv, you know, because with two of his courses staging events, Liv events this year, and, you know, there could be as many as three Trump courses staging Liv events next year. So it was all a bit of a shock, I thought, for him, but we'll see how that develops.
Yes, but I really have to touch on some of the quotes here. Chip Roy of Texas: "Don't come in here and act like you're doing some great thing while you're pimping $1 billion of Saudi Arabian money."
Yeah, it was fairly strong stuff.
Yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was straightforward.
Greg Norman's very good at sort of dismissing, you know, criticism, but that must have stung that one. Even with his, you know, he's got, you know, the hide of a rhino, but even that must have stung him a bit.
Yes, yes. And then you're selling something that's very much in bed with the Saudis, so the Saudis can accomplish their objective and Greg can accomplish his. I always wanted to have a rival operation to take on the tour. He's been unable to do it until he got a $1 billion sugar daddy known as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You know,
yeah.
I was surprised, like you. You know, I mean, they're Republicans. They love Trump. Trump is, you know, hosting a couple of the events. So, and finally on this one, another said, "It's not Congress's business to settle a fight between a bunch of billionaires over a game of golf."
And, yeah, well, I do think that with all the world's problems at the moment, there is something in that, you know, where politicians are, you know, spending probably very valuable time on golf's internal wranglings, because that's what they are, internal wranglings, and it's just an almighty mess now, isn't it? And my attitude has been for a while that it needs sorting out and something's got to be done, whether it's compromise or what. But, you know, the split seems to be getting wider and wider, and it's doing golf no good. If you look at the President's Cup now, you know, that's just turned into a sad state of affairs, really. You know, they're 10-4 down. You know, we're just about to, you know, there was a chance that we, you know, Sunday wasn't going to even be needed, but fortunately they made a little bit of a fight back in the foursomes this morning, and, you know, it's 10-4, but, you know, it's going to be an absolute recession tomorrow. And, you know, you look at that and you think, well, Cam Smith should be playing, Joachim Niemann should be playing, Abraham should be playing, and then, you know, you'd give them a bit of a shout against the mighty Americans, but they're not, and that's just another part of the mess that I really do believe needs sorting.
Yeah, well, to me, it's all a part of the process. The internationals have joined most recently into this game of golf, this world of team competition. The Europeans and the U.S. teams, they've been going at it for, 100 years? So, and these internationals, they've got game, and they're going to learn how to work together, and I think it's great. Yes, in the beginning, how often did the Euros lose to the U.S. team? You know, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're contenders. That's what the Euros said, you know. Now tell us about what happened at the French Open with the 21-year-old.
Right, so this, you know, Rasmus Højgaard, he's one of the Danish twins, 21-year-old. The other one's Nikolaj. They're both amazing players. You know, we've got high hope for them being in the Europe team, maybe even next year's Ryder Cup. So Højgaard goes out on Le Golf National, which the US team of 2018 will testify how difficult that is. And he was 15 under after two rounds. Incredible. 62-65. And he was six shots clear, halfway. But for Paul Jean, who's a Frenchman, he looked like he was going to be eight shots clear, which would have been a European Tour record. But Paul Jean came in late and reduced the deficit to six. And we thought, well, this is going to be, like I just said, a procession. But he goes out there this morning, Rasmus Højgaard, and... He takes a quintuple eight on the second, a par three, hits three balls in the water. He bogeys this third as well, and is actually then not in the lead anymore. Within 45 minutes, his six-shot lead's gone. But it shows the guts of the young man and the resilience of him, which, of course, all great players need, that he played the next 15 holes in 3-under and still has a lead going into tomorrow's final round, albeit only one shot over South African George Coetzee. But it was really dramatic stuff, and there's something about that course in Paris. It does have a penchant for the dramatic, and it should be a great final day tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that is a gorgeous golf course, and it was wonderful watching all of the top players in the world contend there. It gave the U.S. team a lot to think about. But the bizarre rules yesterday, I think it was the second day.
I should talk about that. Yeah, that Thomas Peters, that was really, really odd. I've seen most things in the game of golf, but I've never seen that. So it was on the third hole. Thomas Peters was about 35-foot putt for birdie. Just as he was in the middle of his stroke, his putting stroke, you heard, I think it was a child, a very loud cough right on his, just as he was, and he tried to stop, but he just didn't put the brakes on at time, and he sort of fluffed it about 4 feet. So his playing partners looked at him, they called the referee, who concluded that as it was accidentally, hit it accidentally, that he can replace it and go again. But then when he gets in, the chief referee says, no, that was a bad ruling. You should have just left it where it was. But we're not going to penalise you because you had a ruling from a referee on course. And so you can see your 70 stays and, you know, your scores are same. I mean, we're just hoping. He's only two behind going into Hoyker. And if it comes down to a shot, then he's going to look very, very awkward. And I don't really blame Peters. He sought advice from the referee, was given bad advice, acted on it. You know, it's just another time when golf's rules look a bit stupid, really.
Exactly. James Corrigan, golf correspondent, Daily Telegraph. I hope we'll be talking again soon. I enjoy our conversations. Thanks for being on the show.
Great. Good evening, Dan.
You too. Aloha. Coming back with Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master, Dunes at Maui Lani. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwile. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwile parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwile.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Everything Maruyama is on sale, up to 25% off at Aloha Power Equipment, the superstore behind the Costco gas station, right there on Alakava. Weed whackers, blowers, saws. This weekend, Iwile and Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Let's go. Come on.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. He's at the Dunes at Maui Lani. Take a lesson. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bill.
Thanks, Danielle. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you. Now, you know, he's wonderful. He sends me what should be a chapter in a fabulous book about what he'd like to talk about. And when I read a common phrase I hear in what Bill is writing here, I wish I'd learned golf as a child. Bill, I've said that over and over again. Gosh, you know, I wish it's so easy as a kid, you know, you just pick it up. You just, everything just comes to you so easily. So, is there hope for us adults who didn't get it as children?
Sure. It's really important. You know, golf's a game where the ball's at rest, so you can watch your mind in motion. It's very different from other games where we're on the move trying to get to some kind of ball that's on the move. And so I asked myself, what is childlike learning and how is it different? And I can remember what it was like, because my first memory in life was the sunlight sparkling on a golf ball, and it was a jewel for me. And my early memories are me washing a lot of golf balls because I wanted to see that sunlight shine on it. But what I see in golfers after all these years of coaching is when they're children, you can just go out and watch them. They pick up the club and they swing at it, and they swing at it, and they don't really get caught up in the outcome. And you wouldn't think they're learning anything by the way they go at it, but then if you think back to how they learn to walk and talk and run, it didn't always look like it was going to turn out the way it did. So in my job, I get to watch people over years. So I'll see someone when they're 5, and then I'll see them when they're 10, and it really looks different. And then I'll see him at 18 going to University of Hawaii to be the number one player on the team. And they were very childlike the whole time they were learning. What's it like for adults? And for adults, what I see is after each shot, for kids, they watch the ball fly. They watch it roll. They watch what it hits. If it bounces off something, they're right there and they react to it. I see an adult finish a swing and they immediately stop and they'll start telling me what they did wrong and what they should have done better. They're missing that one piece that's childlike, which is learning from their experience. And I've come to learn that experiences are fixed in our memory with an emotional tag. And I see adults building up an emotional tag that is, it isn't fun. It's judgment. It's effort. It's looking for more information, and they double down on that. And I see them getting truncated in their movements and very stiff. But yeah, this can all change. Want to know how?
Yeah, because you know when you said we judge performance, we judge effort, we look for information, we double down on effort. And you know, I mean, some of it is we judge our worth. You know, it's so incredibly penal what we do to ourselves if it's not perfect, if it doesn't go where we wanted it to go. So how do we get out of that?
Yeah, when I'm walking around the range and I see people going through that, I just have to go help them. I'll go spend a couple minutes with them. I just hate to see them struggle like that. Well, there's one fact that I think is the most important thing for playing golf. And that's that the club does not lift the ball. It compresses the ball. So striking must be in a direction that allows the club face to squeeze the ball. And that's downward. So we've got some nice range dividers on Maui, at Maui Lani made out of PVC that are unbreakable. And I just have people hit the PVC, it's kind of convex, so it's got a little spring in it, and when they hit it, the club bounces up in the ground, out of the ground, like as if I threw a ball down on concrete, the way it would react, it would come back out of the ground just as fast as it went into the ground. That's what they feel on this pipe, and that's how I taught myself golf, with that one fact. I grew up in the, I was born in 47. In the 50s, there was no watering system. The ground was hard as a rock. It cracked, and you really had to beat down on it. One thing I'd recommend for people wanting to really have fun and learn to be a child is take a club to a park, find some weeds, and beat up on those weeds. Learn to hit down. Learn to, you know, instead of having a golf ball there to fly out, you'll see where you're hitting the ground. And that's another thing. Most people don't notice where the bottom of their swing is. I'll ask them, where was the bottom of the swing? They don't know. Was it before the ball? Was it past the ball? Was it near the ball? Was it on top of the ball? And when you start beating up the weeds in the neighborhood, you can see if you hit right where the weed is. You maybe hit a little past it or a little short of it. And after a while, you know that weed's a little stubborn, so you get a little more body into smacking down. And now you're learning like a child. You're out there outside. You aren't thinking about how to do it. You aren't judging if you did it right. You just want to get that weed out of there. And
that's wonderful, because what you wrote, you know, take a 7-iron to a park, learn to strike down by beating some weeds into oblivion. It's fun and it's cathartic, and childlike feelings of silliness and obsession will arise. And that's kind of like how you just need to release yourself from all this subjective thinking and just play.
Yeah, here's a good example. At the President's Cup, in the first round, Justin Thomas hit an 8-iron to a par 3, and he missed the green by 40 yards. It was just, I never even saw him hit a shot like this. And on his face, what did we see? Laughter, smile. His eyes lit up like he just hit the best shot of his life. He was having fun.
That's so funny, you know. Wow, look what I did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, was that me?
Yes. So when you say watch golfers and imitate their swings and add the strike that you've learned beating up the weeds, tell us about that. What's your thoughts there?
Well, you know, the obsession with doing it right and perfection is really overwhelming. So when I was a little kid at the driving range, I didn't really get caught up in that. I wanted to see how anybody's swing worked. So I would imitate funny, awkward-looking swings, and I'd imitate fluid motion as well. And I think I got a lot of confidence from that. It's not like I knew I was doing it right or I looked exactly like the person, but in my imagination I did. And that was enough. That was enough to keep me going. And it's really, the more time you can spend non-judgmental is when the experience becomes positive, the emotions get good, your ability to recall sensory movements is, well, you've given yourself information by paying attention. When you judge yourself afterwards, you've destroyed any information you could have gotten from that swing. It's a tear down, throw away. And
yeah.
That's how people practice. They throw away every bit of information they get while they're judging themselves.
Oh, goodness.
So how do you do this? What I teach my students is to ask themselves questions after the swing that keeps them focused. And they're simple questions like, where did my club gain speed? Did it hit the ground? Was I in balance? If you ask two or three questions after every swing, it regrounds you, reorients you, and then you can go back and hit the next shot. And pretty soon, after you've done that, maybe a week, after every shot, you'll be reliving the experience of the swing. And then pretty soon, you'll feel the swing while it's in motion. And that's when we can become creative and express our talents. Our talents come out when we can feel the motion completely while we're doing it. The inspiration's there. And when we're judging and trying to perform the script that we've written in our head about how to hit it, then that freedom and inspiration isn't there. We're in a box. And then afterwards, we judge how good we did in the box. And the box is too small. Golf's played on 150 acres. We got to expand ourselves and enjoy the whole thing.
I should stop right there. The box is too small. Golf, you need to expand. Yes. And with so many of us, you know, we're sitting over the, or standing over the ball, rather, and you know, the fear of failure is just so dominant. But I like what you say here. Don't keep score at first. That's wonderful. People, don't bother. You don't have to. You just, that's something that you need to know. You don't have to keep score. You can go and play and not keep score. Pick up the pace.
You can keep going.
See
the ball, you can tee the ball up in the fairway until you get better.
Right. Exactly. There you go. See, that's something people think they have to put it right there. You don't have to do that. You don't. And now, you recommend taking four clubs to the course. Tell us
right.
that. Yes.
Okay, so perspective is really important. You don't get much on the driving range. But when you navigate each hole, it's kind of like being on a sailboat and you're going on a leg of a whatever it is. So if you have an 8-iron, a hybrid, a sand wedge, and a putter, the 8-iron and the hybrid are your play clubs. And you can use them interchangeably. And what people learn doing this is they learn a good 8-iron goes just about as far as an average hybrid. And it starts to take the pressure off them reaching for that longer club and trying to hit it farther. Walking the golf course with those four clubs, you're going to feel the wind. You're going to hear the birds. You're going to start to let go of that conversation about yourself and start to have an experience of imagining the next shot. My good friend Dr. Friedman yesterday told me, you know, you told me to imagine two or three ball flights for every shot and then pick the one that most attracted me. He said that really helps. And I think that's the kind of thing, you, once you've seen a couple ball flights on the golf course and you've seen them land not far away on the driving range where you have no idea, but you see them land in a place you're going to walk to. And while you're walking there, you start imagining where the next place is that the ball is going to be. And that's, I think that's the childlike way to learn the game and have fun.
And do you think that alone is a good way to do this?
I think that until you start to find yourself on the golf course, being alone is a really good idea. You get to listen to your conversation about yourself, and you can reshape it away from that fear and doubt that we get in school when we get called on and we're not sure we have the answer, that terror feeling, I got to speak now and I don't know. It's the same feeling people get over the golf ball. I got to hit it now and I don't know.
Yeah, talking with you was so liberating. You know, it's like, oh, there's hope.
Thank you.
I can get the devil out of my brain. Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master, you can find him at Dunes at Maui Lani. And sometimes, do you, 60, is it 62 years you've been coaching?
I started when I was 10. I'm 75 now. And there was nobody to play with when I was a kid in the 50s. So I started teaching my friends. And, geez, we ended up with a real good high school golf team.
Well, I look forward to our next conversation. And let's make it sooner than since the last one. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I love your show, Danielle. Great work.
Thank you.
For keeping golf so present.
Thank you. Very, very much. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Ireland. Yeah. Ray Molloy, general manager, owner. But, you know, he works hard. He's at Esker Hills Golf in Ireland. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com. 808-732-8860.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
Everything Maruyama is on sale up to 25% off at the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore behind the Costco gas station. Weed whackers, blowers, saws. Just go right to the Maruyama display. Everything is like ordered in Aloha Power Equipment Superstore as, you know, you go to Steel, but in today, you're going to go to Maruyama because it's 25% off, up to 25% off at the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore, Maruyama, as well as at the Waipahu store. Maruyama, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ray Malloy, owner, general manager, Esker Hills Golf, the home course of Shane Lowry. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good evening, Danielle. It's great to be back with you again. And just to clear up one thing, I'm general manager, but I'm co-owner.
Oh.
I hope the banks wouldn't be if the banks were listening to me, they'd be after me for all that. signing of documents. But no, there's four of us involved, two brothers and another guy, and there's four of us involved as directors and owners of it.
Oh, okay.
And I do the work on a day-to-day basis.
You're so cool.
So it's great to be, it's great to be back talking to you. I was just looking at my notes, and I think it's a little over 12 months since I spoke to you last.
I know. So, it's been way too long.
Way too long. And I was half expecting you over on a visit to Ireland. You said maybe. So I'm hoping to get a better proposal tonight.
Well, you know, I took one trip in the last 7 years, getting off Oahu, and went to lovely Wisconsin, and that was a 10-plus hour journey, and, you know, and then coming back, and then going right back to work the next day. So I was only gone for a week, had a wonderful time, and I know I'd have a wonderful time with you in Ireland. It's just getting the time and everything sorted with school schedules and work schedules. And, you know, I need 2 weeks. I can't do this words, if I want to go and have a great time and come back and survive, I need to be ready for a long journey. So I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there, right?
Yeah, hopefully next year, now 7, 8, 9 days from May on, it's good weather for us, and we'll look after you. But just going back, we had another big win from Shane a couple of weeks ago.
It was wonderful seeing him win the 2022 BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth Club on the West Course. His reaction, now he won the 2019 Open Championship and he won the 2015 WGC Bridgestone Invitational. He's won many Irish Opens as an amateur. But when you haven't won for a while, you start wondering, am I losing it? And he showed just how much he has not lost it with that wonderful Wentworth win. What was it like when you saw him? Tell us about the club.
Well, it was most unusual because he played Thursday and then the Queen had died and Friday was cancelled. And we were wondering, he had a good day Thursday, and we were wondering what was going to happen, and then late on Friday evening, the decision was made that it was going to be a 3-day event. So he played well on Saturday, and I had been speaking to his dad 2 days earlier, and he said that Shane was never hitting the ball as well, and he said if he gets a few putts this week, he says he'll be up there very near the top. He said he was never as happy with his game, and his coaches were never as happy with his game. Just he wants to get a few putts that were looking into the hole and not going in. But that certainly happened for him on Saturday and Sunday, you know, because John Rahm put in a huge score of, I think, minus 16, you know. And he wasn't in the frame. I think he was 10 under for the day. So Shane wasn't watching him at all. The next thing, when Shane was in the second hole, he saw John Rahm minus 16. I'd say he was a bit worried, and he knew Rory was 2 holes behind him.
Yes.
So, you know, he played so well on 8, 9, 10, 11, a little bit of a blip on 12, and then got going. And then he got to 16, I think on the 15th hole, and he just couldn't get that one more to pass out John Rahm to be the leader. And he only got down to 18th, which was crazy stuff. And then wait for Rory, and Rory was trying, he was on 16 at that stage, and no, he was on 15, and he just couldn't get by him. So it was just great fun. It was just great fun seeing them and great excitement. And we were beginning to wonder over here, you know, has his time gone? Because you have to be winning trophies every few years, yes. You know. And when 2 or 3 years goes by, you say, God, what will happen if he doesn't win one next year? But he's put that to bed now again, on it, you know. Now, the clubhouse that day, we prefer when he wins something in America.
Why?
Because we're looking at it at night time, and we can have a good session in the clubhouse. But when you win something on a Sunday afternoon after lunch, it doesn't be as exciting. It was great. It gave us a great lift, and for him to beat Rory as well, because we all know where Rory stands in golf. You know, up at the very, very top, and for Rory to come in and say, "Well done, Shane," afterwards. It means a lot for Shane, but it means a lot for the followers of Rory, of Shane as well, because when the best is telling you did very well, that's good. And I would just, since then, I have been looking up at the BMW and the past winners, you know, Billy Horschel, Tyrrell Hatton, Danny Welbeck, Molinari, Montgomery won it 3 times, Langer won it 2x, Seve Ballesteros won it in the early 90s. You know, such a list of wonderful golfers has won that. You know, it's like looking at the Open Trophy.
Yes.
Clarence Joke. That you see all those huge names, you know, that you'd be barely able to spell the names, not to mind to have his name beside it, you know. We're so pleased with that in Esker Hills, for a small club to have our golden boy with his name beside him. And once you win a big trophy like that, your name is there forevermore. You know, it's just, those trophies are so old and those competitions are so big. So it's just great, you know, and it helps us. It helps us enormously. It helps the Irish people, because at present, Shane is by a mile the leading sportsman.
Absolutely.
By a mile.
Yes.
Just his sponsor's dream. A sponsor's dream he is. He carries himself well. He speaks well. He does all the right things. He keeps all his controversy. And that's great, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a really fun group of people in your club. And are you still planning to do the From Esker Hills to Augusta?
We do that every year. That's our biggest event in the year, because we do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're able to play the golf during the day and then come in and look at the golf at night. So the time zones is really good for us. And I think I said to you what we do before. We play on a Stableford point system, singles. But when you go out at random, you select a player from the Augusta. And just say you pick out Justin Rose. So he's your partner. He's your partner for the day. And if Justin Rose comes in with two under, he has 38 points. If he's two over, he's 34 points.
Right.
So 36 he's. And then you add that to Ray Malloy's score, Daniel Tucker's score, and that's the winning score. And that creates great excitement, because there's someone coming in that plucked out Francisco Molinari or Justin Rose, and all of a sudden, they're very important to them.
Yes, all of a sudden.
You know, and we fill the course for 4 days, you know, and it's not necessarily the winner of the Masters that's going to be helped. A fella can come out with the blue on Thursday, on Friday, and have a 6 under. So that gives him 42 points, 36 plus 6. And if somebody has him, and you have a middling score yourself, you're laughing, you know. And generally, 76, 77 almost guarantees to win that competition each year.
Wow.
It's amazing. 1 year they got to 79. The standard just it keeps balanced, and, you know. So it's great for us every the same week, days of the Masters. And it's nearly full up now because the people that played in it last year said, put me down the same day. And, you know, and that's great for us, you know.
So you're full already? There's no room for anybody who wants to go?
I'm not saying that, but just most people, if you take it for some groups come, and we ring them a month beforehand, and are you still okay for that day? Exactly, same time, same place, and, you know, because they enjoy it as well as a big occasion and meeting guys. And, you know, so I suppose above all, golf is a fun game. But when you have someone to follow, like last year, Shane was in with a shout there in the Masters for a good final. You know, and that's just, you cannot believe the excitement that can bring to a small club, because we all know the Masters is, you know, it's the World Cup of golf.
Yes.
When you have your guy out there and he's looking around him and he's scratching his ear and you say, you know, I played with him 15 years ago. You know, I played with him 16 years ago. I played with his father yesterday. That's absolutely magic. You know, it's just magic. It's only a small club like ours can really relish that, you know. And even the non-golfers. We have an awful lot of golfers and awfully that don't play golf now, but they just follow Shane and they think they know everything about golf. So that gives us a great lift in life, and with all COVID and all the things that's going on in the world at present, when you have something to look forward to, it's great, you know?
Right, exactly. And it's true, you know. Sometimes we forget that we're not... I mean, we're talking about the possibility of a recession, the incredible inflation. We forget that it's not just in the United States. It's everywhere. I mean, folks are having the same problems we're having.
Yeah. Oh, the world is a mad place out there. And there doesn't seem to be too many answers to it, either, which is very tragic. But that's the way the world, and I was very foolish when I was young. I used to like history, and I often spoke to my teacher, and I'd say, how was there a 30-year war, and how was there 20? Wasn't the people have been fierce stupid to be fighting for that long, you know, and no winners yet? And I said to him one day, well, at least when the 70s and 80s comes, there'll be no wars. And he says, what can I do for history? And he says, Ray, I'm not sure, but I think still there'll be history about something, and how right he was. We're fighting bigger wars now than ever before.
Yeah.
And more dangerous wars, which is even worse still, you know?
Exactly.
So that's it. May of this year, the College of Worcester in New York, it's a golfing college. They came to Ireland with about 22 students on a golfing trip to Ireland. It's the first time to Europe.
Okay.
And they played Portmarnock, Galway, the K-Club, and then Enniscrone. And the last day, they came to us, just because of Shane Lowry. and there were some, a few boys and girls, the university around 18, 19, 20, some very good golfers, you know, scratchers. I think there's one lady, minus one. And they had a great day in Escarines.
Did they spend any time
that has been,
yes. Yeah. Did they spend time in the clubhouse?
Oh, they did. They got their Tullamore Dew whiskey and that food in it, and we made up a few drinks, and a few of them had a glass of Guinness, I think. That's all. No, they're not like they're on, let no one back in the college. But they had a good time, and they were really the welcome they got in the other golf courses as well, in Galway and Enniscrone and Port Marnock. They just could not believe it, because I'm not sure how many trips in America did they go on, but they just said they go down to a golf course 100 miles away, and they clock in, they play their golf, and they clock out and go home. You know, and just it had been different in Ireland, and they were really amazed and amused at that, you know. Certainly, they said hopefully they plan every second year at the college to make a return trip to Ireland, you know, which is very positive and great to hear, you know.
Your golf course is absolutely spectacular, and I'm going to do on my Facebook page, I'm going to feature Esker Hills, because those photos, you know, like 10,000 years ago, the retreating glaciers of the Ice Age, they made some really amazing works of art that have become your golf course. So I'm really looking forward to sharing those photos. It's really amazing.
Yeah. And what Christy O'Connor did, I'd say 15 of them holes are totally natural. But when Christy came, he molded in the other few holes to match them and built up mounds. He'd move a lot of soil. And you just, if a visitor comes now, they wouldn't be able to tell which was the natural holes and which ones were manufactured, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Christy, the late Christy O'Connor did a tremendous job. And we were telling him at the time, don't move this, it's costing extra money. This has to be done. And he was absolutely right, you know. And testament to him, there has not been one change made since he left. He finished the course designing it, and there's no change needed to be made or has been made since, which is testament to a great designer.
It's awesome. It's a beautiful golf course. I was just taken by all those photos, and every one of them is just spectacular. This is Ray Malloy, General Manager and co-owner Esker Hills Golf in Ireland. If you're planning a trip to Ireland, you need to make Esker Hills one of your destinations. Thank you for being on the show.
And goodbye, Danielle, from all at Ballyvit Gillamirra. You know where that is?
Thank you very much.
Sean, and thank you very much for having me on. And hello to everybody in Hawaii.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We need to thank our sponsors. You need to tune up your golf game, and you can do that every day, anytime. You can play alone in the comfort of your home with Golf Zone, Golf Simulator, or play courses from around the world with your friends. Available for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or your home. Call Dan, Indoor Birdie, Hawaii, 808-635-3989. Aloha Power Equipment. They're having everything 25%, up to 25% off. So everything Maruyama is on sale up to 25% off at Aloha Power Equipment Superstore behind Costco, the gas station. Weed whackers, blowers, saws. This weekend, Ivile and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And call Derek if you're thinking about buying a home. Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home every step of the way. Derek's number is 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flooding, we haven't had that problem. Fire, we've had many of those problems. You need help right away. MD Restoration is on it any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home or office, call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, they'll do your cleanup and your repair. Rainer garage doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe, adding value to your home. See the latest garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com and sign back for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SIPAC online, SIPAC.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.